Blog Talk Radio.
About that time, folks. About that time. Thursday night. Prime time. We talk a little sports tonight. Playoffs going on. Basketball. NHL hockey. Full swing Major League Baseball season. Let the groove go. Let's set that groove again. Let's set it. Go ahead, Arnold. Oh, you young fellas don't know much about this, do you, huh? This is capping right here. This music right here says sports industry handicapping at its finest. All right, folks, welcome to the show. Primetime, baby. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. I want to welcome you to the show. And this is fresh. This is our second show of the week. On Monday, we did a noon show. It went off very, very well. Got good response on that. Was a lot of fun to do, and I really, really enjoyed doing that as well. But once again, folks, welcome tonight. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show. Got a big show tonight. Just to take a look at a quick rundown. In just a few moments, we have a very special guest, Brian Perks, our NASCAR expert on trendbetting.com. Going to talk to him for a little bit there on his strategies on how he approaches gambling in the racing business. As I'm a novice in NASCAR. Don't bet NASCAR. Don't even understand the technology of how to bet NASCAR, where to find information. So hopefully Brian's going to help myself and our listeners out there with that in just a few moments. But let's pay some bills right off the bat tonight, folks. Trendbetting.com is the reason why we're here. It's a fantastic website. I know a lot of you have heard me say in the past, I've known Lucky Lance Williams, who is the site's creator, founder, and owner, and CEO extraordinaire for a couple years now. He does it the right way, and that's why I definitely wanted to join forces and have a spot on the website with trendbetting.com. If you haven't been to the website, folks, please go and check it out now. Trendbetting.com, it's very simple. Take a look there. Click on the experts tab. There's something there for everybody on that tab. And what I mean by that is when you click on there, you see everybody's picture right up front. Lucky Lance Williams, followed by the best handicapper on the site, myself, Donnie Wrightside, right there. Click on View Packages, takes you through exactly what you're looking for. If you like Major League Baseball, if you like hockey, MMA, tennis, golf, and again, Brian's now with the show with us here, and that is NASCAR as well. MMAJ, we have experts in every single business part of the field. Alex AK47, very sharp guy, also does daily fantasy information. It's a one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. That's where everything is going to happen for you. Their package is very, very cheap and affordable. And again, we're going to build your bankroll the right way. Honesty is the best policy in this business. Stick with us, folks. We're going to definitely put you on the right side. But I don't want to waste too much more time here because I've been looking forward to this for at least a couple weeks. And if you listen to the show last time out, we had a nice introduction for Brian, sort of introduced him to the crowd there. You didn't get a sense or you didn't get a feel for it, but we're going to bring him on here in just a few moments. As I said again, he's a really good guy, really sharp and knowledgeable. So what we're going to do is welcome him to the show here. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Donnie, my friend, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my man. Hey, again, congratulations on making the big show. I know you put in your work over the last 12 months showing everybody on our site what you can do, and we said it again on Monday. We don't just elevate anybody up to the big spotlight and give them a spot on trendbetting.com. You have to prove your worth, and you've certainly done that. Brian, to the listeners out there, since it's first time on the show. Tell them a little bit about yourself and your background, buddy.
Donnie, you know, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a struggle up here being a sports fan. You know that. been a NASCAR fan. God, ever since I can remember, I really got into it about 10, 12 years ago and really made a focus on it. It's all good. I love my NASCAR. Cleveland Sports, we got a good thing going right now. King James decided to come back home.
Mm-hmm. Brian, let's take a look here for you. I know, coming from Cleveland there, we're going to get into the whole Factory of Sadness thing in just a few moments because I do find it fascinating as we share a kinship with the Philadelphia Phillies finally broke through for us after about a 20-year drought with our four franchises. We're going to go into that in just a minute. Your NASCAR philosophy, Brian, that's tried. I know you said you spent a decade looking at it there. Tell us a little bit of insights when you go about capping a NASCAR race. What really goes into that?
It's all about how big is a track. Is it a short track? Is it tire management we're after? Is it a long track? This week we're heading into Charlotte. It's a 600-mile race, the longest race of the year. These engines are built for 500 miles, so they're really pushing these to the limit, trying to get an extra 100 miles out of them. You got to look at Hendrick, Penske, Childress, your big major racing teams. Also with this race, it starts in the daylight and it ends at night. The air temperature changes. The track temperature changes. There's so many variables in NASCAR.
Now, Brian, taking a look at NASCAR itself, let's just say you're in Las Vegas, you're wagering offline, maybe five dimes or bet online or even with the local website there. Tell the folks out there how you even go about betting it. Is it something similar to like baseball with a money line? Is there odds that go into it? Tell us a little bit of part of how you bet and what people can expect from wagering on NASCAR.
When you're looking at NASCAR wagering, you have your race winner, and every single one of them is huge plus money. You're never going to get a minus 350 race winner. It just doesn't happen. After that, you get your top three, which is relatively plus money. Top five, top ten, and then you get into your head-to-heads. There's a lot of things out there where it's, you know, you're throwing 185 to win 100. I don't look at those. There's so many valuable head-to-heads that turn plus money. NASCAR's a valuable sport to bet.
So, I mean, it definitely sounds interesting because I know from, you know, watching the races and the NASCAR boom that really picked up when Fox picked up and went national with them, it looks like it's probably the same thing going on with the betting because in the past, you know, even with the advent of Twitter coming online and everything, not very many people were betting NASCAR at the time or even enough to get like, you know, bookie odds or even local odds or even interest enough to do that. So it definitely looks like an emerging field in that. Now, Brian, with going ahead with TrendBetting.com as our lead NASCAR representative, are there any promos out there that you'd like to tell the listeners and, you know, what's going on with the website there for yourself?
Yeah, Donnie, Lucky's got a really great one going on right now. If you log on and you subscribe to my package, it's free this week, and it's going to lock you in at $49 a week for life. After this free promo's up, it jumps to $99 a week. So you'd be foolish not to.
I mean, that's sensational there. For the folks out there, are there any races this weekend that they can log on and get your plays with for this weekend?
I'm sorry, Donnie?
Are there any plays this weekend that they can log? If they logged on right now and bought the package, are plays up yet for them on Trend Betting, or is that going to take a little bit of while before race time?
Not yet. I'd like to see how the practices go, how qualifying goes, and we go from there. I do know, and I will give this one out a freebie, look at Casey Kane. He's raced four times at Charlotte. He's got two top fives. The highest he's finished is second. The lowest he's finished is 14th, and he's fast as all get out in practice today.
That's fantastic. That's good knowledge. So listeners out there, Casey Kane this weekend as a NASCAR play. Getting back to Cleveland there for you this series. I mean, you want to talk about snake bidding. the way it looked and the way it was coming together after Cleveland got Timofey Mozgov there for the two first rounders to solidify that down low presence, J.R. Smith adding Amon Shumpert there. To me, Cleveland was going to be the leader of the pack, obviously with getting Kevin Love in the offseason as well. Tell us a little bit about the Cleveland psyche right now with two big guns as being Kyrie Irving, hobbler on one knee, and obviously Kevin Love out. How are you guys feeling in Cleveland about your chances in this series and possibly going on playing Golden State or Houston in the NBA Finals?
Me personally, Donnie, I feel good about the Cavs right now. Cleveland Sports Talk Radio, I think it's programmed to be negative. I'm very optimistic about it. J.R. Smith, he's out to prove it. We've all heard it. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Mm-hmm. Kyrie will come back. He's not that down and out. Push comes to shove, King James is going to take this into his own hands. There's one thing I want to touch on when you mentioned Timofey. The man mm-hmm. needs to learn how to dunk.
Taking it strong to the rack, man. LeBron should have taught him a lesson last night, closing that game out with a posterizing dunk in the last 30 seconds, right?
Absolutely. I expected the Cavs to win last night. In fact, that was one of my plays was a Cavs money line, but I didn't expect it in that fashion.
That's fantastic, man. Well, good looking out there, Brian. Hope to have you on the show much, much more times there. Let the listeners know out there how they can find you on Twitter and Facebook there, Brian.
You find me on Facebook, Brian Perks. Look for my handsome mugshot. Also mm-hmm. on Twitter, at Payoffs with Perks. We are giving out free plays on Twitter. And like I said, this week is a free subscription. If you sign up, you lock in at $49 a week. After that, it jumps to $99 a week. But again, Brian Perks on Facebook and Payoffs with Perks on Twitter.
Fantastic, Brian. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the team. We'll talk to you again down the line, buddy.
Donnie, I appreciate it. Thank you again, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, folks out there, that was Brian Perks, our new NASCAR expert on trendbetting.com. Get to know him. Check him out on Facebook and on Twitter. Go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Brian is right there, ready to go. You heard about the deals that you have. You can lock into a super low price if you stick with it long term. Everything there priced and affordable on trendbetting.com. Folks, we're going to take a little bit of break here. You know I have a lot of baseball to go over, so let's take a quick break. I'll see you on the other side. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition with your host, Donnie Wright. Side. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Welcome back to the show, folks. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It is 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, and getting ready for some NHL action and some NBA action over the hill. Now, you know me. I don't bet hockey, but damn it, I love to watch hockey. If you're not catching this playoff run, you're missing out on everything. I mean, look, I live just outside of Philadelphia. You could tell by the voice right here. You could tell. That's where I'm from. A diehard Sixer, Flyer, Eagle fan, and Phillies fan. Dyed in the wool. I mean, that is me. So I do take joy when my team doesn't make the playoffs and the New York Rangers getting beat. So a 2-1 lead for Tampa Bay fits me perfectly like a glove. But more than that, I love to see really good hockey and exciting hockey, and this series is giving you everything, overtime, goals. I mean, usually you're watching a New York Rangers game and it's 1-0 or 2-1 because Henrik Lundqvist is standing on his head, but this game has really opened up in a free-flowing fashion. Henrik's given up 6 goals in back-to-back games. That's 12 goals in 2 games. That's like an entire playoff run to a Stanley Cup Final Game 7. Giving up 12 goals, it seems like, for Henrik Lundqvist. But this hockey series has been fantastic. Once again, I don't handicap hockey, but I'm a huge, huge hockey fan, and tonight is no different there. I know my man Alex, AK-47, is locked in tonight on his Chicago Blackhawks as they take on the Anaheim Ducks. That's a great series, tied 1-1. And as you know, with the Lightning series there, that is 2-1 over the Rangers with a monster game tomorrow night. Now, usually you would say that is a must-win game, but watching the last series with the New York Rangers and the Washington Capitals, a 3-1 series lead for the Washington Capitals, up 1-0 under 2 minutes to go. Late goal there by the Rangers, and you know how that story played out. Games 5, 6, and 7 were won by the New York Rangers in a fantastic series. So again, hey, I don't like the New York Rangers, but it's a damn good hockey club, and you got to respect that. So if they lose tomorrow night to the Tampa Bay Lightning, they will be on the ropes, but then again, they are not out because one series ago, they already showed you they can come back and win, and they do have home ice. So if it gets in Game 7 in the Garden, last time I checked, Rangers ain't lost in Game 7 at the Garden. So keep an eye on that. Moving over to a little bit of basketball, NBA action is underway. The one thing I do thank the good Lord every day is that I do not cap NBA basketball. And you ask, why would that be? There's no way I would be able to take the ebb and flow of watching the NBA with money on the line. You could be up 20 points with 7 or 8 minutes to go and find yourself grasping for air in a tie game with a minute to go in the NBA. Don't know how people do it. Your lifespan has to be short. Your hair has to be gray. And you're probably going on your third quadruple bypass surgery because I don't know how you do it. So good luck to you on that. I do enjoy watching the games. You know, when it's a big game, I like watching LeBron. I like watching the last 2 to 3 minutes of NBA games because they're really stressful and stressed out, especially with you give a team a couple timeouts and, you know, you're down 4 or 5 points. You get a rebound on one end of the court, you call a timeout. Next thing you know, you're shooting a layup in 1.1 seconds because you get the ball on the opposite side of the court. So tonight, another big game there with the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. That game's kind of interesting tonight. I did see a late ad there that it looks like a game-time decision is for Dwight Howard. Haven't really followed that too much throughout the day. So if he doesn't play, obviously that's going to be a major, major advantage. But Golden State, man, you talk about protecting home court advantage. Whew, that team doesn't lose at home, and they shoot the lights out, and that crowd is loud. You know, they don't call it Rorikel Arena for anything. That thing is loud. So a good one there. And again, last night, as we were talking with Brian there, Cleveland Cavaliers jumped out on the road, 1-0 series lead. J.R. Smith with 8 3-pointers in that game, and LeBron James, the best player in the world, pulling that one out. So that was a big win for them, a must win for the Atlanta Hawks in the next game down there at Phillips Arena in Atlanta. So welcome again, folks, to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition. If you didn't catch the intro earlier, we did have Brian Perks on going over NASCAR and his packages through trendbetting.com. Did give a free play this weekend on Casey Kane. So if you want to look that up and fire that bet in on your local or on your offshore account with Five Dimes or whoever that you bet with there. That is a play directly from the expert's mouth there at trendbetting.com. Down the line, folks, you know we want to take phone calls. The main thing I want to do now, since we have two shows, I love to recap what happens during the week and how it's going to factor into coming up over the weekend. But most importantly, why you're listening, it's gambling tips. It's what I look for in games. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. I state it all the time. Public versus Vegas doesn't even factor in that much to me during baseball season. It's a major factor in college football and in the NFL. We use that to our advantage to gauge a barometer on who Joe Public at the water cooler is betting. About myself, been in this game for over 20 years, online selling picks for about 3 years. In football season, I like to take the 401k approach, which is less is more. In baseball season, it's a little bit more free, obviously, since there's anywhere between 12, 13, you know, games per day. So you have some good shots and some good mismatches that you can capitalize in. If you want to follow me on Facebook, go to Donnie Rightside. If you want to follow me on Twitter, at RightsideVP. Now, let's get into some baseball action as it was on and popping earlier today with a lot of day games. The Miami Marlins, tough bet, folks. Tough bet if you're going to be betting on that team anytime soon. Non-clutch, not playing well, fired their manager, put a guy who was in their front office as their manager who's never managed. I mean, I don't even think he's managed even a high school team or a little league team at point. So I don't know how well that's going to work out, but they were just swept out by the Diamondbacks who, you know, they're not throwing aces at you like, you know, Madison Bumgarner, Clayton Kershaw today. That's an average pitching staff with an average bullpen, decent hitting lineup. But if you're the Marlins, you got to come away with at least a victory. They got down early, as is their MO today. They actually fought back and took a lead and then coughed it back up at the end. Did not have a play or a rating on that game. I saw it primarily as a coin flip. But if you're just the average gambler, though, right now, you look at that game and say, Miami Marlins, man, it's really, really, really hard to back that team. So they went down 7-6 today to the Arizona Diamondbacks. We did have three plays in action today earlier. The San Francisco Giants, Seattle Mariners, and the Detroit Tigers, all first five inning. In that first game there, the Orioles ended up winning the game overall 5-4. That was a tough start because that's a two-out grand slam in the first inning, which ended up burying us, essentially. Rain delay came in the third inning, was extended about 2 hours. Seattle fought all the way back to get it within 4-3, had a man on first and third, couldn't get a run home, and also in the top of the fifth, had a man on first with one out, but weren't able to cross the plate, so he came up a loser in that one. But that was a plus 100 game, so, you know, it's not really a mild upset, or you're not losing a lot of money or trying to win anything back. But since we do risk, as opposed to bet to win, it does lessen the blow on losses. So we dropped 100 right off the bat starting on that day. But Detroit came back finally. It looked like it was going to be one of those games where I was going to be left hanging on the hook, but we did get a two-out, two-run shot in the bottom of the fourth, and I believe they tacked on one in the bottom of the fifth for a 3-0 winner in the first five to even up our day 1-1. Feldman was pitching for Houston, which I think is an absolute tomato can. And David Price was on the mound, and as you know from the numbers in the past, he has dominated the Houston Astros and continued his wizardry through the first five today to even up the line at 1-1. The New York Mets with my young man DeGrom on the mound, a 5-0 winner over the Cardinals. Philadelphia Phillies got beat today to Jorge Cy Young De La Rosa, 7-3. Jerome Williams once again struggling on the road for the fighting Phils, but we did come back with the late winner, San Francisco Giants, a 4-0 winner over the Los Angeles Dodgers. In that game, as you know, I like to take a couple things into my advantage, and that is using the run line plus a half when it's cheap. When I mean cheap, anything under 150 with a really good pitcher against another solid pitcher, you like to take, you know, you're figuring on not very many runs, maybe a 0-0 game through five, you know, one run here, one run there. If you can get one run, it's a huge, huge deal. And if you saw Madison Bumgarner with two outs drop a bomb on Clayton Kershaw, quick fact, there was actually the first time Clayton Kershaw had ever let up a home run to a pitcher in his career. Perfect time because DRS was riding the Giants in that one, and they ended up winning the game 4-0 overall. We really didn't, you know, sweat that game all too much, but there was two outs in the bottom of, top of the fifth inning with a 2-0 lead, getting a half of a run, so you feel pretty secure. First two outs right there, followed by back-to-back singles, and that brought Justin Turner to the plate. So, you know, he goes home run there. You're going to be in a little bit of trouble, but that didn't happen. They were able to get the out and move on. So that put us at 2-1 with one game pending a little bit later on tonight for us. So it's a good start to the day. As you know, we've been getting beat up a little bit on the base pass over the past couple days. You know, yesterday was 1-1-1, so we lost juice. The day before, we were a game under 500 as well. So hopefully we'll be able to put together a nice win streak cruising into the weekend at this time. Now, taking a look at some other games this evening, I want to get into baseball information and capping and what I like to look for, and then we'll take a look at some games tomorrow as well. Looking overall, where I like to get some stats and get some information, you always want to know the starting lineups. You see me all the time. You know, a lot of people put out plays early in the morning, midday. I like to wait to get everything to my absolute advantage in these games. Now, why do you say that? A lot of times these games, especially in the first five inning, you are betting with a certain lineup versus a certain pitcher. So if somebody stretches out and they have, you know, let's just say really, really good numbers, and you say, you know what, let's look at today we bet with the Seattle Mariners. So we'll take a look at that game real quick. With the Seattle Mariners today, let's just say you had Robbie Cano, who's the best player on that team, and let's just say, which these numbers I'm just using fictitiously right now, he had a 400 career lifetime average against Tillman. You know, whatever that comes out to be, 16 for 38 or, you know, whatever it is. 400 career average, 5 home runs, 22 RBIs, absolutely rakes the guy. Now, if you're whiting on that game, you lock that game at 10 a.m., you love the way it's looking, you think, you know, boy, that first lineup, they're going to get two quick rounds in there, at least over the first five innings. Hopefully Robbie Cano gets 3 at-bats there. Maybe he can go, you know, 1-for-3 with a bomb or 2-for-3 with a double and a couple RBIs. And at 4:45, oh, Robbie Cano is not playing tonight. He's resting at this point. So right away, your lineup information that you put so much hard work into is already shot, because they're going to sub in Seth Smith or whoever it might be, Ruggiano, and maybe they're only hitting 198 against Tillman. That already shoots you right down there. You have to win and maximize your advantages any way you can getting the information. And one of the key things there is a lot of websites, and you hear me say it all the time with MLB Starting9.com, they're releasing information all day long to let you know who's going on the DL, who's not on the DL, but more importantly, the active starting lineup and if there's any changes to the starting lineup, and also gives you information taking a look at who hits what versus lefties versus righties. Has this guy ever been faced another guy before? How's he overall? How many innings is he going? How many innings did he pitch in the past? They're all big bits of information that you definitely want to track. So looking at a game a little bit later tonight is the Chicago Cubs and the Padres. You have Hendricks on the mound for the Chicago Cubs versus Orodimer Despaigne. Look at that. I mean, yay. You got to pronounce these names in the capping business, right? Despaigne, fantastic name, but not just a fantastic name for pretty much a garbage pitcher. But let's take a look at that. Kyle Hendricks on the year, 0-1. 5.15 ERA, Orodimer Despaigne 2-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Getting into the numbers there, if you look at that complete lineup, overall pitchers giving up on the average, let's just say. Look at Kendricks there, 273, and Despaigne 273. The same exact lineup is what you're looking at. So you say, you know, there's really not too much of an advantage there. But when you really get down to it there, you have to factor in to see how many players on each side are hitting. Now, what I actually mean by that is if you have a left-handed heavy lineup where the pitcher doesn't really face left-handers that often and gives up a lot of runs, or there's a heavy right-handed lineup. If you have, you know, a heavy right-handed hitting lineup and you're going against a pitcher who's giving up like a 3.14 batting average to those type of hitters, you're going to want to zero in on that type of ball game. Taking a look at Despaigne for a right-handed hitter, he's giving up 3.14 on the average, 22 hits in 70 at-bats, 4 home runs, and giving up 14 RBIs to right-handed hitters. So if that lineup coming out that evening is stocked with right-handed bats, that's going to be what you want to jump on. Now, with the Cubs itself, they send, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 overall right-handed batters. Really, it's five because Kendrick's the pitcher. Not really going to factor in, even though he is a right-hander. So five out of the available eight at-bats are right-handed. That's going to play in your favor. Now, also with the Cubs, they have a decent hitting lineup as is. Dexter Fowler, Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Castro, Solar, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. So that team's going to be able to hit and should hit Despaigne very well this evening. The only downfall is you look at Kyle Hendricks and you say to yourself, you know, 0-1 on the season, 5.15 ERA. It's kind of tough to back that type of player on the road. Right-handed pitchers, he's a decent pitcher, only giving up a .253 batting average. Versus the left-handed hitters, it's .302. So if you're looking as a lineup for the San Diego Padres, you would say, boy, if they're running out maybe six of the eight batters as lefties, you're going to have a decided advantage there. But that's not really what the case is tonight. Let's say they have one, two, three, only three batters of the eight available are lefties. So you're not going to get your maximum return trying to bet against those type of numbers in that situation. So if you're asking me, I do not have a play on this game, but I would lean to the Chicago Cubs with a slight pitching mismatch and also a hitting mismatch over the San Diego Padres. Just a little bit of information that I like to look at. What you want to go over when looking at that, more importantly, is has the pitcher faced anybody on that ball club? If you have a team that has maybe five, you know, one of these, let's just say journeyman-type pitchers, he's for the Phillies, for instance, like a Jerome Williams. Let's just say he's facing, you know, if he's been in the National League for 5 or 6 years, he might have a nice book written up there, let's just say, versus the Mets, and he's faced everybody in the Mets lineup at least five times. You know, you go down that lineup, somebody's hitting 400, 300, 100, 1,000, 900. That's going to be a good indicator of can they hit him, because A, they've seen him before, and B, they've had very good success. So coming into the game, that's a positive outlook. When you get a guy, let's just say somebody like Clayton Kershaw last year, you might be rolling into the game where he's dealing with lefties hitting about 114 off him and righties at 250. Now, you're going to pay a premium price for Clayton Kershaw, but at the same time, he's going to hold those batters to almost an average of around 200. You know, that's why he's the Cy Young winner. You're going to pay a lot of money for him, but that other team's probably only going to scrape together three or four hits over those first five innings. Good luck. And he doesn't really walk anybody. He usually has a whip of around one or less. So going ahead and capping games in that fashion, as I said again, use all these games to your advantage and all this knowledge to your advantage by getting, about 10 years ago, you had to do this by hand, open up the paper, do your own stats. But now with everything on the information highway, with Twitter, with Facebook, with all these online websites, once again, folks, use these to your advantage, and it's only going to help you in the long term when you want to get that added advantage on your bookie. Folks, we're going to take a really quick break here on Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Going to be back. Let's take a look at a little bit more information for tomorrow and maybe go ahead with some pitching mismatches that we're going to want to go ahead for. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition, your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, right in the midst of baseball season. As you heard once again, folks, earlier in the show, trendbetting.com expert Mr. Brian Perks came on the radio and explained some NASCAR information to us. Once again, buy a package today, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab, click on Brian Perks. He's here to help you out. Gave away Casey Kane as a race winner with a good shot at bringing home the cash this weekend. Once again, folks, let's go over some information for tomorrow and not waste any time. By the way, looks like we're giving us a self-inflicted wound, as I said before. Tonight, our final play of the evening already being 2-1. Looks like we're probably going to be 2-2 now. Was with the Oakland Athletics on the money line tonight over the first five, minus 110. So not really too much juice there. Looks like we're going to lose a little bit of juice tonight. Leadoff triple in that game, no outs. The A's can't push the run home, which is so typical to that team. What are they hitting? Maybe, you know, .0000000009 with runners in scoring position. I thought they had a very nice mismatch with Colome on the mound. The guy's a terrible pitcher. Figured they'd be able to scratch out maybe two, maybe three runs over the first five. Wasn't meant to be there, so looks like we're probably going to take the loss. It's in the top of the fifth. We are down 1-0. Getting a quick look, tomorrow with Major League Baseball, haven't capped anything, so we're going to take a look as what we think is probably going to take place tomorrow, starting with the Philadelphia Phillies at 7 o'clock in an NL East tilt, Philadelphia versus Washington. That line is minus 260. Doesn't that scream value out there in the industry, folks? Sean O'Sullivan, who pitched like an ace over the weekend versus Max Scherzer. I don't know. I mean, do you even feel like capping that game? Is it even worth it? You take a minus, you know, 1.5 in Washington, you're still going to be paying minus 130, minus 140 for that. So that's not a game you probably want to put too much money on. If you're going money line, just to throw it out there and risk $100 to win 40 or 35, don't really know if that's worth it at that point. But, you know, Washington should be able to handle with relative ease the Philadelphia Phillies. They're not that big of a hitting lineup. Scherzer's a dominant ace. Should get double-digit Ks, maybe go 6-7 innings, and that should be all she wrote with Cy Young Sean O'Sullivan on the mound. So that's one of the first games to take a look at. Tomorrow, battle some good young pitchers with the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Noah Syndergaard versus Gerrit Cole. That's going to line up to be a flamethrower game in that first five innings. Look for a lot of strikeouts, two struggling offenses. I know the Mets did get five runs today, but with that St. Louis series didn't really turn out too well at the plate. And Pittsburgh also still trying to find their groove and raise that winning flag each and every night. So Syndergaard Cole is going to be one that you're definitely going to want to take a look at. Milwaukee and Atlanta tomorrow, Willie Peralta versus Alex Wood. Atlanta playing some decent baseball at home. Milwaukee just got off a really nice series versus the Detroit Tigers. San Francisco is traveling to Colorado, Vogelsong and Kendrick. And that just sounds like it's going to be, you know, Rockets red glare out in Colorado as long as you get some decent weather. Both of those two pitchers there tend to give up the long ball and give it up with relative ease. ERA for Vogelsong, even pitching in that cavern in San Francisco, is close to 5. And homer Kyle Kendrick is 2-6 with his team record on the year. He's actually 1-5 overall, a whip over 1.5, and an ERA close to 7. That game is going to be crazy. Another one of your typical Colorado games, as they tend to come in anywhere between 10 to 11 on the over-under. So that one tends to probably not disappoint tomorrow. Chicago Cubs and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Cubs are sending out John Lester versus Josh Colemanter. Early look at that game, you're probably going to want to lean Cubs. It's a pretty cheap price at this point, minus 130 as expected, depending on what type of lineup the Cubs run out there tomorrow. But Arizona does have a decent hitting lineup when they are healthy, so that is going to be a game to keep an eye on. Going with San Diego and L.A. after a tough-fought loss by the Dodgers, for some reason, they just can't hit. That 1-8 is a really, really strong lineup for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know Mad Bum's a really good pitcher. He hasn't been shut down as he was last year in the playoffs. Kershaw scuffling around a little bit, but that team should be putting up more runs. I mean, they got shut out today, as you saw over the weekend with Colorado. I think there was one game they scored. I think back-to-back games, they only scored one run before winning the first game in that Colorado series. And we're not talking about any hammers that are going out against them. That's, again, Jorge De La Rosa, who beat the Phillies today, made them look silly even after coming into that game. I believe his ERA was somewhere around 9 coming into that Dodgers game, and they ran out a single-A ball club and ended up scoring only one run. As you know, we had them in the first five, and they got shut out, and that's just ridiculous. So moving on and past that, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Diego Padres should be a good series. Cashner is 1-7. He doesn't deserve to be 1-7 with an ERA at 3.24, but Zach Greinke has been sensational at home. 5-1 overall, 1.52 ERA, so that game is definitely going to be on the look for ourselves. One of my favorite pitchers in baseball is taking the mound in Detroit at Comerica Park. That is Colin McHugh, who is 5-1 with a 3.37 ERA, facing Alfredo Simon, the big boy on the mound. He's been pitching pretty well this year, pitching a little bit better early on in the season as opposed to late in the season, but that's going to be a decent tilt. The one thing that you worry about with Houston, as you worry about with the Oakland Athletics, they just can't hit. They don't hit with consistency. They don't hit with runners in scoring position, and they're littered with strikeouts. So that's always a deadly combo when you're trying to get a big inning together where you just need to get a run home and just have to hit a fly ball. They don't tend to do that very well. Texas and the New York Yankees, Michael Pineda has been really good this year versus Colby Lewis. Both of those ERAs around 3, whips around 1.1. Should be a good game, but the Yankees are a heavy, heavy favorite in that one since they do have the day off today. And Texas is playing in Boston and should get a late flight out of there heading down to New York City. So minus 190 plus 180 on that looks like the opening line. Seattle and Toronto, Felix Hernandez on the mound versus Mark Burley. You know me, love King Felix. Whips under 1 this year again, 2.30 ERA. Team is 7-1 in his starts. He's 6-1 overall. Mark Burley, you get what you get every once in a while. Going to come up with a gem, but was obviously a much, much better pitcher a few years ago than he is now, pretty much running on fumes. Oakland, Tampa Bay, again, get it started with Scott Kazmir versus one of my favorite pitchers, Chris Archer. Archer's been really good, 2.47 ERA, whip just over 1. Tampa Bay's favorite at minus 140. That's two teams that can barely hit the baseball, so a low-scoring game in that one and, you know, decided maybe by an A's error, which they do like to do 3, 4, 5, or 6 times per game. As you know, you saw me screaming on Twitter on Sunday when they had damn near 5 errors in 5 innings and still almost pulled out a win in the first 5 over the weekend, but weren't able to get that done. Looks like Garrett Richards, very good young pitcher, versus Rick Porcello, Los Angeles Angels at the Boston Red Sox. Minnesota and Chicago square up tomorrow. Phil Hughes versus Jeff Samardzija. Cincinnati's Mike Leake takes the mound versus Carlos Carrasco and those Cleveland Indians. Ubaldo Jimenez and Mr. Alvarez for Miami. He did not come back the way he wanted to in his last start, 6.23 ERA, when that guy usually should have an ERA of 2 or less. In that roundabout tomorrow night, St. Louis and Kansas City, two of the best teams in baseball. That is a battle of the Midwest. Lance Lynn with an ERA of 2.96 going against the never, never aging Chris Young, 2-0, 3-0 in team starts with a staggering 0.54 ERA. So that's a look for tomorrow night for us, folks. Once again, go to the website there, trendbetting.com. I'm Donnie Wrightside. This is Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition. Look for us again on Monday. We're going to actually know what Monday is, Memorial Day. So I'm not sure we're actually going to have a show. I'll get with Lance on that a little bit later. But as you know, in the future, this is a two-show program, Mondays and Thursdays. It's a lot of fun, a lot more time that we can spend together, go over some information on what I look at, how I cap games, and certainly have some interesting guests each time. Once again, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, have a great holiday weekend. Stay safe out there. Once again, we'll see you on the right side.